Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Trials of faith are an inevitable part of the Christian journey. As followers of Christ, we are not promised a life without trials or difficulties, but we are promised that God will be with us every step of the way. In the book of Job, we see a man who faced intense trials and struggles, yet he remained steadfast in his faith in God. His words remind us that God knows the way we take, and when we are tried, we will come forth as gold. In this message, we will explore what it means to face trials of faith and how we can come out of them stronger and more steadfast in our trust in God. As we explore the Word of God today, we shall look at the topic, Trusting God in Trials. Our Bible text is from Job chapter 23 verse 10.
Job chapter 23 verse 10, But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
Life is filled with various challenges and struggles that can test our faith in God. Whether it's financial difficulties, health problems, relationship issues, or any other type of trial, these experiences can cause us to doubt God's goodness and sovereignty. However, as believers, we are called to trust God even in the midst of trials and tribulations. In the book of Job, we see a man who was a righteous and upright servant of God. Yet, he was faced with tremendous suffering, including the loss of his family, his wealth, and his health. Despite his hardships, Job remained faithful to God, even though he did not understand why he had to endure such pain and suffering. Job's friends tried to offer him explanations for his suffering, suggesting that he must have sinned and deserved punishment. But Job knew in his heart that he had not sinned in the way that his friends accused him of doing. Job cried out to God, begging for answers and relief from his afflictions. In Job chapter 23 verse 10, Job declares his confidence in God's character, even in the midst of his suffering. He said, But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job knows that God knows the way that he takes, and that he will come out of his trial as pure gold. Are you passing through trials today? Maybe you have lost something that seems unredeemable. Or your faith is tested through hardship in one area of your life. You must trust in God and wait on Him just as Job said in Job chapter 23 verse 10. As believers, we can learn important truths about trials of faith when we wait on God to purify us like gold. First, trials are a part of the Christian life. In John chapter 16 verse 33, Jesus warned His disciples that in this world, they would face tribulation saying, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Trials are not a sign that God has abandoned us, nor are they necessarily a punishment for sin. Rather, trials can be a means of refining our faith and character, as we learn to trust God more deeply. Second, God is intimately involved in our trials. Job knew that God was with him, even though he could not see him. God knows our hearts, our struggles, and our pain. He sees us in our afflictions and promises to be with us, even in the midst of the fire. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 2 says, When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. We can be assured of God's cares and protection when we pass through trials in life. He is always with us. Third, trials can purify our faith. Just as gold is refined in the furnace, our faith can be purified through trials. James chapter 1 verses 2-4 tells us to count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Fourth, trials do not have the final say. Job knew that his trial was not the end of his story. He trusted in God's sovereignty and believed that he would come out of his trial as pure gold. Apostle Paul, writing in the book Romans chapter 8 verse 28, says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Similarly, we can have confidence that our trials are temporary and that God is working all things together for our good. Trials of faith are a challenging but necessary part of the Christian journey. As we face various struggles and hardships, we must remember that God is with us, intimately involved in our trials, and working to purify our faith. We can trust in his goodness and sovereignty, even when we do not understand why we are going through a particular trial. And we can have confidence that, like Job, we will come out of the furnace as pure gold. May we lean on God's strength and grace during our trials, and may our faith be strengthened and refined through them. As you go today, take a moment to consider your own life. Have you been going through a trial or struggle lately? Maybe it's a health issue, a financial burden, a strained relationship, or a difficult decision you need to make. Whatever it may be, know that you are not alone. We all face trials in our lives, and it's important to remember that God is with us, even in the midst of our struggles. Today, take some time to pray and ask God to help you trust him more deeply in the midst of your trial. Ask him to strengthen your faith and help you to see his hand at work in your life. And remember that, just like Job, you too can come out of the furnace as pure gold, as you trust in God's refining work in your life. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and for the reminder that we will face trials in this life. But we ask that you help us to trust in you and to remember that you are with us through every trial we face. We pray for those who are currently going through a difficult time, that you would give them strength and comfort, and help them to see your hand at work in their lives. Father, we plead that you would refine our faith like gold and help us to come out of our trials stronger and more steadfast in our trust in you. Thank you for everything. We pray that you bless and strengthen us as we go today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 10, chapter 11 and chapter 12. And for the evening, Luke chapter 13 verses 22 to 34. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.